And there on the walls are fresh names of the British dead, of the 456 who gave their lives in the last 15 years from every part of the United Kingdom for the sake not of imperial glory, but in the hope of improving the lives of the people of Afghanistan. And when you look at those names, you imagine the pain of their families today back in Britain and the suffering of the many more who have been badly injured. And you ask yourself, what manner of people are we, the British, that we have come back here to this country, thousands of miles from home, and we keep sending our soldiers to lay down their lives? Why? With 1 in 8 of the people born in this country now living abroad, a bigger diaspora than any other rich nation, you ask yourself, what impulse drives this astonishing globalism, this wanderlust of aid workers and journalists and traders and diplomats and entrepreneurs? Because whatever that feeling is, it isn't xenophobia. And I imagine there are people in this audience, this distinguished audience, today, who are wondering whether the next generation of Brits will be possessed of the same drive, the same curiosity, the same willingness to take risks for far-flung people and places. Because this is the year in which, as we periodically do, we did something that startled our friends and rivals. We voted to leave the European Union. And ever since that extraordinary vote on June the 23rd, there have been efforts to psychoanalyze the result and to impute bad motives to the British people. And there have been plenty who have been only too quick to draw comparisons with populist movements across the world. And all I will say is that we should not let these glib analogies replace individual analysis. In the famous words of Tolstoy, all happy families are alike. Every unhappy family is unhappy in its own way. And discontent can have subtly different wellsprings. There were plenty of people who voted to leave the EU. And I count myself as one who thought on these lines, not because they disliked or feared foreigners, but because they believed in democracy. And after 43 years, because they had still not come to endorse the finalité politique of the EU. And